the newest wildlife sanctuary in Kenya. As you drive on the Lake Nakuru, Nairobi Highway, the sight of Lake Elementaita will certainly catch your attention, especially with its pink-colored islands and shorelines. You may as well spot gazelles and zebras grazing on the open plains. This is Lake Elementaita, a soda lake that is the newest wildlife sanctuary in Kenya today. Lake Elementaita is the only breeding ground for the greater white pelican in Kenya and neighboring countries. These fish-eating birds nest on rocky islands in the lake. In addition, the lake attracts visiting flamingos, both the greater and lesser varieties, which feed on the lake's crustaceans and insect larvae, and on suspended blue-green algae, respectively. The lake surroundings have a rich history. Nearby is the Kariadusi Museum, which is an important prehistoric site where stone and hand axes and cleavers were discovered in 1928 by Louis Leakey. Elementaita Badlands is a lava flow to the south of the lake covered in bush and including some spectacular scenic peaks in the nearby Utut area. The survival of Lake Elementaita and its environments have been threatened by incompatible land use practices. KWS has been working with the stakeholders around Lake Elementaita and its catchment area to come up with the mitigation measures. This led to the formation of an organization called Greater Lake Elementaita Conservation Area to push for the enhancement of conservation status of the area. After a series of consultations with stakeholders, including the local communities, it was finally agreed that Lake Elementaita be accorded the status of a protected area. The then Minister for Wildlife and Forestry, Honorable Noah Wekesa, formally gazetted it on 6 July 2010 as a wildlife sanctuary. The sanctuary is approximately 25,000.9 hectares. Following the gazettement, KWS and the stakeholders are now working towards completion of the sanctuary's management plan, who will chart out issues to do with environmental conservation, tourism and community enterprise, and business development, among others. KWS and the stakeholders are in the process of demarcating the boundaries, developing infrastructure and stationing personnel in the area to ensure illegal activities that are detrimental to the ecological integrity are checked. With this new development, it is expected that tourism activity will be improved and diversified for the benefit of the local community, while at the same time securing space for wildlife. Lake Elementaita, together with Lakes Nakuru and Bogoria, have also been nominated for enlistment as World Heritage Sites. We look forward to that. Have a nice visit in these Rift Valley lakes.